Greetings. I'm Sevilla Mann, and this is Why's That?, where WMUK answers your questions about things in Southwest Michigan. We want to hear from you at WMUK.org. Earlier this year, people started noticing something strange by US 131 in Kalamazoo, a big concrete tube and a sort of giant dish next to it. This is on the southbound side of US 131, between I-94 and Stadium Drive.
People were like, oh, maybe it's a pool or something. I don't know.
Jan Hansen lives in Portage and grew curious as she passed the site on the highway. The dish doesn't look so much like a pool anymore. Now it's more of a wide funnel, and it's sitting on top of the concrete column. It's pale blue, and it says Kalamazoo Promise, with an image of a sun rising over a field.
That made the mystery deeper, the sign there.
Yeah, exactly.
Like Jan Hansen, Julie Kellerman noticed the thing as she was driving, and she reached out to Why's That? Kellerman got that it was referencing the Kalamazoo Promise Scholarship, but she wasn't sure what the promise has to do with the structure.
I'm like, okay, are they keeping the money in there or what?
It's a round billboard.
As you can hear, Jan and Julie are talking to a third party.
Steve Skalski, assistant city engineer with the city of Kalamazoo.
During construction, the site captured the public's imagination. People said it looked like a UFO launch pad or a nuclear reactor. So here's the reveal from Steve Skalski.
It's a water tower.
Yeah, it's a water tower. So maybe Jan Hansen got closest when she said it looked like a swimming pool. To the city, it's known as Siesta Tank after the nearest street. If Siesta Tank were for swimming, it would hold roughly as much water as 4 Olympic swimming pools. Skalski says, like the city's other water tanks, it helps to maintain steady pressure in the system, and it'll beef up the water reserves in this part of town.
It is tied for the largest size in our system.
Skalski says the city built the tank on the ground. That's one reason it didn't look like a water tower. The city has some wells on this land, and Skalski's talking over one.
The reason why they built the bowl on the ground is for safety's sake. They used to build it, assemble it all up top, up in the air, but building it down on the ground, it's able to be closer to the ground, so it's less dangerous for the construction workers doing the work.
Even now that the tank is atop the concrete stem, Siesta Tank doesn't look like a water tower if what you're picturing is the iconic all-metal tank with the long, spindly legs. Skalski says those are going out of fashion.
They tend not to make them like that anymore. It's a lot more maintenance. You have a lot more metal involved. This is one of the nice things about a composite tank like this is you don't have to do anything to the stem of the tank. It's all concrete. It's going to stay like that forever.
With a concrete stem, you don't have to paint the legs, just the bowl. Skalski says this is the first City of Kalamazoo water tower to bear a logo.
The mayor thought it would be a good advertisement for the Kalamazoo Promise, a good partnership to put that logo on there.
Julie Kellerman, who wanted to know more about the tank, asks Skalski if he's been up to the top.
I am scared of heights, so I've climbed up the stairway that's there, but that's as far as I've gone.
The stairway stops below the tank.
So the hydraulic engineer who's scared of heights?
That's right. I deal with pipes underground.
Oh. So you're not you don't have claustrophobia,
no,
I take it.
Claustrophobia is not a big problem for me.
Skalski says the tower's almost done, except for a few final touches.
Let's go take a peek.
Okay.
Inside the concrete stem, it's warm. The city's running blowers to dry the paint. Skalski looks up at the arched concrete ceiling, which is divided into wedges like a pie.
The water itself will be above this roof. You can see the pie-shaped panels there.
Right.
The water will all be above that.
When we visited in early December, the city was still painting the inside of the tank. Skalski says when it's done, the tank will take about a day to fill. Jan Hansen and Julie Kellerman each noticed the tower and wondered about it. Now they could probably give a tour.
You can just let people know that we're in the know. Right. If they have any questions.
Yeah. We have our little deputy hydraulic engineer stars.
Sure.
When you have questions about life in Southwest Michigan, let us know at our website. For WMUK, I'm Sevilla Mann.